Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear him?
Maybe a little bit louder.
Well, I got the LIO here in Fairbanks, and there was the office is closed, so I'm just on my cell phone in a borrowed office.
Oh, okay.
So, are we ready to roll?
Yes. Okay, going to announce the time, so it's 1:37.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'll call this meeting to order on Friday, on Wednesday, September, wait a minute, on October.
I forgot to change it.
Yeah, meeting for your agenda. This is Wednesday, October 4 at 1:33, according to my phone, p.m. And, Jackie, are we ready to record?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Ben Joyce will ask you to take roll.
Senator David Wilson. Not sure that he is not here right at the moment. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Representative Andy Josephson.
Here.
Representative Delana Johnson.
Here.
Connor Thomas.
Here.
Gerald McBeth.
Here.
Deb Dancher.
Here.
And Skip Cook.
Here.
Okay, Mr. Chair, we do have a quorum.
Well, thank you. Is there anybody online for the meeting?
No, there is
not. Other than what?
Other than the committee members, no, Mr. Chair, there is not.
All right. Then I'll remind everybody that to identify themselves each time they speak for the benefit of individuals on teleconference and, if any, in the audience. And today we'll have a meeting that should last approximately an hour. First item is approval of the agenda. I think there was a late amendment, Joyce, for a set of minutes that missed getting approved. So if we add that to the agenda, I would ask for approval with that item added.
Okay, let me clarify, Skip. The minutes would be from the Senate subcommittee meeting on June 12, 2023. And let me also add that there was no action taken. It was opening the meeting, going into executive session, coming out of the meeting with no action. So it's just standard language for the minutes. I know that we just noticed that this morning. So,
all right. Well, if there's no objection, maybe we can just take care of that item right at the outset and then approve the rest of the agenda.
Okay.
Would somebody care to move to approve those minutes?
Deb Fancher, so moved.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none.
Well, I haven't seen them.
Were they circulated, Joyce? I think.
Mr. Chair, if I could interject for a sec, we just noticed them and we thought it would be appropriate to add them to the agenda. As I stated, the minutes are just stating. They opened the meeting, they approved the agenda, they went into executive session, they came out of executive session, there was no action taken. So basically it's just standard language stating that we opened the meeting and the motion that you used to go into executive session and then entertained a motion to adjourn. So if everyone's okay with that, there's nothing in there that was of any what I call substance.
All right. Were they not circulated then, Joyce? I thought they had been circulated, but we missed them on our list before.
They were not circulated. I felt it was too late to send them out.
Okay. All right. Deb, does your motion still stand with that explanation of what the meeting was?
Yes, it does.
All right. So with that, is there any objection after that explanation to approving those minutes?
Well, Skip, I appreciate what Joyce has said, and it would be simpler to just go and approve everything based on a vocal statement, but I don't believe it's good for our procedures, and so I'm not in favor of approving the minutes to that meeting until I see them in print. Sorry.
Well, any other discussion on those minutes. We could potentially circulate them and put it on our next agenda. Joyce, what's your feeling on that?
We could certainly put it on our next agenda, Mr. Chair.
Why don't we do that? Let's go ahead and just circulate those around, and we'll put that on our next meeting agenda. And then with that, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda that was circulated for this meeting.
This is Andy Josephson. I move that we approve the agenda for the meeting of October 4th.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we will consider the agenda approved and we'll move to public comment. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to the committee at this point? Hearing none, we'll move on then to item four. And Joyce, would you go ahead and explain item four and how that works in with what we did at our last meeting?
Okay. This is Joyce. My leave of absence from serving as a member of the Ethics Committee was from July 17th through October 31st. That was approved at the August 10th, 2023 meeting. However, at our meeting on September 29th, 2023, at the committee meeting, the term of my contract was extended through February 29th, 2024. So in essence, what it is we need a motion to extend my leave of absence from serving on the Ethics Committee through February 29th, 2024. That was overlooked at our August 10th meeting.
Right. All right. I would entertain a motion.
I mean at our September, our September 29th meeting.
Right. I would entertain a motion to extend Joyce's contract until February 29th.
Skip, it's not.
Not Joyce's contract, Joyce's leave of absence. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
To extend Joyce's leave of absence from the committee until February 29th.
So moved.
It's been so moved.
This is Jerry moving.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Let's do a roll call on that, Joyce.
Okay. Senator Wilson is not here. Senator Tobin?
Yes.
Representative Josephson?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Connor Thomas?
Yes.
Jerry Macbeth?
Yes.
Deb Vancher?
Yes.
And Chair Skip Cook?
Yes.
Okay. Motion is unanimously approved.
And now, Joyce, there's a 4B with regard to your contract amount. And would you tell us where we stand on that?
Okay, my original contract amount was not to exceed $25,000, and that was approved on August 10th, 2023. But due to the extended time period of the contract amount needs to be amended, and Skip and I talked about this, and I also looked at our budget, to not exceed $50,000. We thought it would be better to go with the $50,000 than to have to come back to the committee and extend it. And so we went with the $50,000, even though it's probably anticipated it would not be that much. But you never know.
All right. I would entertain a motion to extend that contract, which is Joyce's time is kept on an hourly basis, but it would be that the total of the contract would not exceed $50,000. Entertain a motion to that effect.
I'll move that. This is Jerry.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, it's a question, but it's based on an hourly rate, and so that it would the hourly rate for $50,000 would be how many hours, I guess. So not to exceed $50,000, and will we add to that the hourly rate?
The hourly rate was already approved at the August 10th meeting.
So
do we need to? I don't believe we need to approve that again, Mr. Chair.
Right, I think that's been approved. Do you have any idea, Joyce, how much $25,000 worth of additional time, how many hours that equates to?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I did not put that together. I know that because we are in October, it's I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I would have to go back and figure out those hours. But I, after looking at what the contract was at $25,000, realizing that it would not be enough, that's why we're suggesting the increase. But I could certainly provide that information to the committee at some later point.
And then, I don't think we're going to, we're anticipating it's going to more than double the original contract amount, but we selected to double the, not to exceed, but we weren't anticipating that the time would be doubled, I think is kind of what. All right, now there was, there's been a motion, is there further discussion? Joyce, do you want to take a roll on that?
Representative Josephson?
Yes.
Senator Tobin?
Yes.
Senator Tobin has joined the meeting here in Anchorage. Okay. Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Deb Vancher?
Yes.
Jerry McBeth?
Yes.
Connor Thomas?
Yes.
And Chair Skip Cook?
Yes.
Okay, that is a unanimous vote, Mr. Chair.
All right. To move to item five, and I would entertain a motion that we go into executive session to discuss matters which, by law, must remain confidential under AS 2460-160F and Uniform Rule 22B regarding executive sessions and rules of procedure, Section 5. This is for discussion of matters that the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of the governmental unit and discussion of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and the character of the person. So at this point, I would entertain such a motion.
This is Deb Fancher. So moved.
So moved.
I'll defer to Connor.
All right. Either one.
Okay. All right. Jackie, if we're going to have you put the signs up and make sure that the teleconference is equipped. Hey, we are back online.
All right, we are back in public session at 2:39 p.m. No action needs to be taken on record because we have not changed our position that was authorized by, on September 29 with regard to this employment. So I would therefore entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved.
Mr. Chair.
Any objection? Hearing none, we are adjourned until further notice. Thank you.